Hi, my name is Zach, and welcome to the sixth episode with the Bethlehem Wildcast. We have the holiday sports and weather, and a spooky film review roundup. And don't miss this week's Funky Factoids.
Hello everyone, welcome back to the Bethlehem News segment of the show, where me and my co-host Kaysen give you the weekly news for the upcoming days.
Attention, junior beta members, your competition deadline is on the 30th.
Beta members, your state deposit will also be due on the 1st of December.
FBLA will be having their competitions at Chipola College on Friday the 2nd. Good luck, Wildcats.
This Saturday, our junior beta will be having a yard sale at Cook's Corner. Be sure to go and check it out.
And that's all the news we got for y'all this week, folks. Now on to Katie with the weather.
Welcome to Weekly Weather. I'm Katie, here to give you your weather forecast for the upcoming days. November 19th, pretty deep overcast all day, bringing in that cool weather with a high of 57 and a low of 36 that night. Pretty windy, but no chances of rain so far. November 20th, still seeing that heavy wind with an all-day overcast, slightly cooler temperatures with a high of 55 and a low of 41, but still no signs of rain so far. November 21st, the temperatures do warm up a bit with a high of 60 and a low of 37 that night, but can't seem to shake that deep overcast, but thankfully still no rain. November 22nd, we are still seeing that all-day overcast and the temperatures seem to warm up ever so slightly with a high of 65 and a low of 57. No chances of rain so far. November 23rd, overcast with a 43% chance of small showers. Still pretty cool with a high of 61 and a low of 57 for that night. November 24th, a 41% chance of early morning showers and some small broken clouds throughout the day. There is still a high of 73 and a low of 58, so it warms up quite a bit. All information was provided by myforecast.com and was accurate as of 11:15. And now on to Cole, Roman, and John with the sports.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Bethlehem Wildcast Sports segment. My name is Cole, and I'm joined by Roman and John. And today we are going to recap the girls' game versus the Northside Knights and the boys' game versus the Cottondale Hornets. The varsity Lady Wildcats hosted the Northside Knights on November 15th. The Lady Wildcats won a close game 42-34, the leading scorers being Cadence Phillips with 20 points, Kelsey Paul with 9, and Nevaeh Perry with 6. The leading scorers for Northside were Fosterer with 18, Cool with 9, and Palmer with 5. Good job, girls.
The varsity boys played the Cottondale Hornets on November 15th at Holmes County. The boys won by an outstanding 38 points, 61-23. The leading scorers for the Wildcats were Christian Russell with 20 points, Landon Williams with 11 points, and Eli Contreras with 8. The leading scorers for the Hornets were Hudson with 9, Cole with 9, and Hudson with 3. Good job, boys. And now on to an interview with the newcomers Eli and Christian.
Christian Russell and Eli Contreras from the Bethlehem boys basketball team, and I'm going to ask them a few questions about last night's game. First question for Christian Russell, how do you feel about the team's offensive and defensive performance from last night?
I feel like we did good overall. On defense, we held them to 25 points, and we talked on defense and offense. It really showed us what we can do in upcoming games.
Second question is for Eli Contreras, how do you feel about the atmosphere and just the overall of the team?
The atmosphere was great. The fans really showed out and just kept us pumped up during the game. And the teammates are great. They keep everybody up, and it's an all-around great team. Much more to come.
Thank you. So, Christian, it was your first game of your season. First game at Bethlehem High School. Leading scorer, 20 points. How does it feel?
I mean, we moved the ball well. They found me. I was at the right place at the right time. I was open on cuts, and, you know what I'm saying, we made shots. All right,
thank you.
Thank you for tuning in this week. Catch us next week with some more stats for upcoming games. Now, on to Zach with This Week in History.
All
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Tech Time. My name is Aiden, and this week we are going to be talking about the newest vehicle available, the new Tesla Cybertruck. The new Tesla Cybertruck has a 2.9 0 to 60 mile per hour speed. The Tesla Cybertruck batteries goes from 300 to 500,000 miles before needing replacement, and it can go 500 miles on one charge. The exterior shell of the Cybertruck is made out of an ultra-hard 30x cold-rolled stainless steel, and it also has Tesla's very own Tesla armor glass. The exoskeleton is nearly impenetrable, and every component is designed for maximum protection for the passengers. The Tesla Cybertruck also has adaptive air suspension. My story source for this week's episode of Tech Time comes from SlashGear.com, MotorBiscuit.com, CNBCTV18.com, and GearPatrol.com. Now to Zach with This Week in History.
Hi, my name is Zach, and welcome to This Week in History. On November 13th, 1879, the New York Stock Exchange goes modern, installing its first telegraph and phone lines. November 14th, 1882, in Tombstone, Arizona, notorious gunslinger Buckskin Leslie shoots Billy the Kid dead in the street. November 16, 1920, the Russian Civil War ends with the victory from the Bucharest. November 16, 1913, the great ship sails through the Panama Canal, which was built by the United States on the shores of Panama. November 18, 1628, Pope Urban VII stands for the St. Peter's Basilica of Rome, Italy. My source is to Happy Books, London, New York, a day-by-day review of world events today in history.
Hi, my name is Oliver. Welcome to this week's Funky Factoids. Today I will be talking about Thanksgiving facts. Did you know pumpkin pie was not served at the first Thanksgiving meal? And an estimated 240 million turkeys will be raised in the U.S. this year. The first Thanksgiving was celebrated in 1621, but it wasn't observed as a national holiday until 1863. And the TV dinner was invented thanks to Thanksgiving. And 50 million pumpkin pies are eaten on Thanksgiving, but it's not the favorite. My sources for this week's segment is from BabyQuip.com. Thank you for listening to this week's Funky Factoid. Next is Case with the movie review.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Film Review Roundup, the segment where we research, review, and discuss some classic and modern movies. This week, we'll be continuing the list of Henry Selick's directorial work with his 2009 stop-motion animated film of Coraline. Based off the Neil Gaiman novel of the same name, the movie was the first feature film produced by Leica Studios. The film tells the story of its titular character discovering an idolized parallel universe behind a secret door in her new home. Unaware that it contains a dark and sinister secret, the motion picture was released on February 6, 2009, to a wondrous success. The film's budget was $60 million, and with over doubling that in the box office, grossing $124.6 million worldwide, the film was regarded a modest financial success. Aside from making money, the film was also loved by fans and critics alike. Many have called the film visually stunning and wondrously entertaining. As one of my favorite movies, I couldn't recommend it more. With wonderful animation and a fun and exciting story, the film never fails to encapsulate me into locking eyes with the screen and not look away till it's over. I highly recommend it to anyone looking for an entertaining and fascinating watch. That's everything for this week, everybody. As always, tune in next time for more movies and motion pictures. All information from this segment was provided by IMDb.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Since it is close to Thanksgiving time, we have a new animal for this week's episode. Our new animal is the turkey. Wild turkeys can live 3 to 5 years, while domestic turkeys can live 10 years. Turkeys eat seeds, grains, vegetables, and insects. Male turkeys are called gobblers because of their famous call, which is their version of a rooster's crow. They create lasting social bonds with each other and are very affectionate. Turkeys also have the ability to learn the precise details of an area over 1,000 acres in size. The turkey is a fascinating bird that is directly related to dinosaurs like the Velociraptor. Shocking, right? Thanks for tuning in this week. Have a great Thanksgiving, and come back next week for facts about polar bears. This week's sources came from AtoZAnimals.com and OneKindPlanet.com.
Thank you for listening to the show, and next week is Thanksgiving. Better make room for turkey and all the fixings.